You're listening to SBS News.
Two of the world's most powerful and most watched men are meeting for the second time. After their meeting last year in Singapore, United States President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will see each other face-to-face again, this time in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi. At the heart of the meeting, again, is the attempt to make North Korea give up its nuclear weapons ambitions. Mr. Trump has stressed the benefits that will flow to North Korea if it gives up those ambitions. Addressing U.S. state governors in Washington just prior to his departure for Hanoi, the U.S. president previewed the summit in typically effusive fashion.
We're going to accomplish a lot. It's going to be a very good meeting. Tremendous things are happening for our country. I'm now, right after this meeting, I leave for Vietnam, where I meet with Chairman Kim, and we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking, and we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit. I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization, and I think he'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
He says he'd be happy if North Korea just agrees to maintain its pause of weapons testing. But it's not just Mr. Trump hoping for a successful second summit with Mr. Kim. Speaking at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Switzerland, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he hopes the summit does the proper things.
At their summit in Hanoi later this week, I hope that the leaders of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the United States agree to concrete steps for sustainable, peaceful, and complete and verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mr. Guterres laments that countries are seeking security not in dialogue and diplomacy, but instead through developing new weapons. To convince North Korea to give up its dreams of nuclear weapons would be a big step in that direction. Many other countries are hopeful heading into the summit, not least amongst them Japan and South Korea. These near neighbours would presumably literally be in the firing line of any North Korean nuclear missile. To understand the intensity of the problem for South Korea, consider this. The Korean Demilitarized Zone, where South Korea and North Korea's border forces have snarled at each other for more than 60 years, is less than 60 kilometres from the South Korean capital city, Seoul, whose metropolitan area has a population of around 25 million people and is the fourth largest metropolitan economy in the world, bigger than even London and Paris. Unsurprisingly, South Korea says it is in constant contact with the United States in the lead-up to the summit. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa says her country's high hopes for the summit extend to both North Korea and the United States.
I'll let the two sides announce whatever outcome comes out, but we are hopeful of a substantial outcome, both on the side of the denuclearization as well as on the side of the corresponding measures from the United States.
Indeed, perhaps the most historic event to come out of this meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim could be the agreement to formally end the Korean War. The fighting went on between 1950 and 1953, but a ceasefire has never officially been declared. South Korea says such a ceasefire, long called for by North Korea, is now a possibility. However, South Korea is less enthusiastic about an immediate easing of sanctions, which would help North Korea achieve the economic success Mr. Trump has predicted. Ms. Kang says that will have to wait for a more serious commitment on North Korea's part.
I think the sanctions are there because of North Korea's nuclear missiles program. So obviously we need concrete steps that assures us that we are well on our way to complete denuclearization for the sanctions to be reconsidered.
The summit is a big moment for host country Vietnam, too. Vietnamese Foreign Minister Le Hai Trung says hosting the summit is an expression of Vietnam's ambitions.
Vietnam would like to contribute to sustainable peace. Vietnam would like to become an active and responsible member of the international community. It has made encouraging achievements in the reform process, and Vietnam is now striving to be a modern country.
But before the meeting in Hanoi even begins, the Vietnamese government has come in for as much criticism as Mr. Trump or Mr. Kim. A man who impersonates Kim Jong-un has been kicked out of Vietnam. Hong Kong-based Lee Howard Ho Wan, who performs under the name Howard X, has been told by Vietnamese authorities that his visa is invalid and given an airline ticket out of the country. Like everyone else, he has his own predictions and recommendations for the summit, and on his deportation, he's described the Vietnamese communist government in terms usually reserved for the likes of North Korea.
I feel a little bit, you know, annoyed, but what is to be expected of a one-party state with no sense of humour? Who knows? Maybe it won't go well and we have World War III, but if it does go well, let's hope the next one's in New York.
New York, yeah.
Because I don't think the Americans will deport me, you know?
No.
Yeah, you know, they have the First Amendment. Yeah. So hopefully maybe the next one, let's hold it in a democratic country. Maybe, you know, I think Switzerland will be another good one.
And whilst the pretend Mr. Kim won't be in Hanoi, the real one certainly will. His and Mr. Trump's every move is sure to be scrutinised. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.